Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, filling in for Sam Shad. Today, we are going to be talking about the resettlement of refugees in Northern Nevada with Dr. Karina Black, plus our Power Pundit panel on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Dr. Karina Black, who is the executive director of the Northern Nevada International Center.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for coming on. Let's talk a little bit about what the Northern Nevada International Center does in terms of getting refugees here, helping them settle in Northern Nevada.
Sure. We became a resettlement agency in 2016, so we have almost 2 years under our belt. We have resettled about 120 people, mainly from Syria, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Afghanistan, and Central America. We primarily resettle families, and now with the current administration, it's come down to mainly people from the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
So is this because of the travel ban that President Trump placed on with the six different countries?
Right. So Syria is obviously the country where a majority of refugees were coming from before, and now that country is off the list. So is Iraq, which we were resettling refugees from Iraq who had helped the U.S. military, and that program has gone away. So now we are, as a country, we're resettling primarily individuals who have been in a pipeline for a long time. So the conflict in the Democratic Republic of the Congo started in the mid-90s.
Yeah, with Kabila, right?
Right, yeah. And so that conflict has just been going on and on. And so the refugees that we're resettling from DRC are people who basically went to Burundi, to Tanzania, Uganda, Kenya. They fled all over Africa.
So how does that work? Because, I mean, that's what we hear a lot about is the vetting process, and one of the justifications for the travel ban from those countries was there wasn't a proper vetting process. So what does that vetting process look like?
Sure. So let me just put it into perspective. There's about 65 million people today in the world that are displaced. About 25 million of those are registered with United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. So that's a very large number of
sure,
people
that's,
in
I mean, that's
Asia,
a huge number.
Right? Asia, Latin America, Africa.
Why are they displaced? Is it because they have corrupt governments, wars, natural disasters?
Conflict, war, natural disasters. It's everything. So of those 25 million people, less than 0.5% will ever get resettled. So most refugees are just refugees for a majority of their lives. So Bhutanese, Burmese, those are the refugees that have been in the pipeline the longest. Almost all of them will just remain in their refugee status, whether they are living in, you know, as undocumented people in cities or in refugee camps. In North Africa and in many East African countries, the refugee camps are really filled to the brim. They don't have any more space. So people flee wherever they can. They might register with UNHCR, but a majority of them will probably never get status.
So they're really, for those 65 million people, I mean, is there an opportunity for them to go back home? Because that's one of the arguments we hear is we should have the refugee camps close to where they are so it is
right.
easier for them to go back home, or is it you're starting a new life somewhere else?
And they are. I mean, the developing world, so most African countries, are taking care of most displaced people. We only take care of a very small percentage.
What are those numbers?
So, in Europe, you know, there's been, a million Syrian refugees, for example, over the last few years. But the 65 million people, so 95% of all of those are in the developing world. Only, as I mentioned, only 0.5% of all United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees are ever resettled. So the United States is one of a handful of countries that is part of an official resettlement program.
Who else?
It's Canada, Australia, Sweden, Norway, a couple of other European countries.
So it's, you know, Western countries.
Interestingly, and what most Americans don't know, is that Americans have been at the forefront of refugee resettlement. We have officially resettled more refugees than any other country
sure.
since 1980 when we created this program. So we have about 3.5 million refugees that we have resettled.
Now, I mean, I know this from, you know, going to Washington, D.C. quite a bit and, you know, being in a taxi cab. I'm always talking to somebody who is a refugee from, it seems like, either Ethiopia or Eritrea.
Yep.
And I think a lot of that happened because of the war that was going on.
Right. And you know,
and
interestingly,
famine.
You don't have to go to Washington, D.C. to find Ethiopian, Eritrean, Somali, not necessarily refugees, but now asylum seekers who are coming to this country. So we have a huge influx of asylum seekers from all over the world, right here in northern Nevada.
So when they come over here, what are you tasked with doing? What are their needs?
So on the official refugee program, we have a 30 to 90 day window within which we get them housing, jobs, we get their kids into school, we take care of their medical problems or challenges with our partners in the medical issue, in the medical arena. We get them ESL classes. We give them a cultural orientation on how to live in the United States and abide by our laws. So we have a very short time frame within which we have to make sure that they are self-sufficient.
So it's a cultural program, but then I guess it's jobs, housing, medical care.
Everything.
So we're going to talk a little bit about that when we come back. We're talking with Dr. Karina Black with the Northern Nevada International Center. We're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here with Dr. Karina Black with the Northern Nevada International Center. See, it's so many words.
Yes,
I know
sorry.
I'm going to get it wrong
sorry.
And screw it up. So we're talking about the resettlement program here in Northern Nevada. So when you look at, is it the whole state? Is it just Reno? I mean, where do you look at resettling folks?
So there are actually three resettlement agencies in Nevada. There's Catholic Charities of Southern Nevada in Vegas, and then there's ECDC, Ethiopian Church, in Vegas. So we are the only resettlement agency in Northern Nevada. We resettle primarily in Reno and Sparks, but we have resettled some Afghan refugees in Carson City.
So when you take a look at where somebody's going to be resettled, I mean, I guess you want to make sure that they're going to be able to be successful, you know, in their
right.
new life here. So how do you make some of those determinations? Are you looking at skills? Are you looking at what their needs are, whether they have families?
Sure. Well, these days with our housing crunch, we look everywhere. It's been quite the challenge. But what we, you know, in an ideal world, we would like refugees to live in proximity to a public transportation, good schools, and we have an excellent partnership with Washoe County School District, so they really take care of our kids. And then we have actually an apartment complex where about seven families live, where we've been able to build a community garden, and the kids have just painted a mural in one of our summer camps. So there is a need for community among refugees because they are displaced. They're completely ripped out of their roots. So we try to get them together with some of their friends and colleagues so that they can be a support network for one another.
So what are the kind of jobs that you look for somebody who's coming here?
We have strong collaborations with some local companies. So for example,
we need truck drivers, so hey.
Yeah, that's they're interested in that. We work with Patagonia, EE Technology, Now Foods. We've been working with casinos. There are really, I mean, jobs is not the issue in Northern Nevada. We actually are contacted by more employers than
Well, you and I are going to talk after this because I mean, that's an issue that I think everybody's having.
Right.
How do we find enough
laborers? I've been contacted by Starbucks on so many occasions because Starbucks has committed to hiring 10,000 refugees in the next 2 years, but for us, it's a little bit difficult to get our refugees down to the Minden plant. So
there are
challenges with transportation, obviously. But the job market has been amazing. We have several refugees working at Tesla and Panasonic. So that's what we need. You know, we need more labor to fulfill this expanding economy.
Definitely. So when somebody comes, what is the process for them to ultimately become a citizen? Is that something they want to do, or do they feel they're here temporarily and going back?
Oh, they are not going back. They are they get rooted in this community in an amazingly fast way. So the process is that they have all the rights of of legal permanent residence at the moment they arrive in the United States. They get a social security number. They can go to the DMV.
They're paying taxes.
They're doing everything. So after 1 year of arrival, we work with our partner, Washer Legal Services, at changing their status to a legal permanent residence. And then from that point, they have 4 years until which they can become citizens.
How many of them become citizens?
Well, of ours, because we've only resettled for 2 years, I'm thinking that all of them will. But on a national basis, I don't know the actual number, but I would definitely assume that a majority do, because they are very thankful to this country, what this country has done for them.
And America is the most generous country on the face of the earth. And I know I'm saying that to somebody from Switzerland, so but not a native. So I mean that maybe that's a little bit exceptionalism on my part.
Well, I think from all the immigrants I know, including myself, we really have a deep appreciation for what this country does and what it's capable of doing. How good we are at what we do. So I don't think it's American exceptionalism. It's just that we have the capacity to do good both within our borders and also abroad.
So let's talk about what the future of the program is going to look like.
So we're a little bit worried. My agency, between our exchange program and the refugee program, we are about 85% federally funded. What happens every year in about September is that the president determines the number of refugees that will come to the country.
Okay, so that's not Congress.
It's not Congress. It's strictly a decision of the president. And traditionally, the lowest number that we have resettled since 1980, when the program was established, was 50,000. Under the last year of the Obama administration, that number went all the way up to 110,000. But this fiscal year, which is almost over, we've got about 3 more months in the current federal fiscal year, even though the presidential determined by President Trump was 45,000 refugees, only 16,230 have traveled to date. So the concern...
Why is that? I mean, is that part of this new vetting?
There is no vetting process abroad. So basically, we are not going to the refugee centers to actually do the processing. So the pipeline that we had that was very full before is now very, very thin.
And so when will we know what those new numbers are for 2019?
So President Trump will make that determination at some point in September.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Black, thank you very much for coming in. Actually, as one of my former professors, I continue to learn from you. So,
thank
you very much. Appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to be right back with our Power Pundit panel on Nevada Newsmakers.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are back with our Power Pundit panel. Today on the show, we have Dayla Gibson, who is the Director of Public Policy.
Public Affairs.
I knew I get that wrong.
Okay.
Public Affairs for Planned Parenthood Marmonte. And we have Trey Abney, who's Managing Partner of the Abney Talking Group.
Yes.
Yeah, some of your clients. Flirty. Reno Chamber of Commerce.
Sparks Chamber of Commerce, Dairy West, Dairy Farmers. So,
yeah, all right.
Got a good panoply of clients.
Good stuff. All right, so let's just kind of go into a little bit of general politics. You know, we are going to be in a midterm election this year. You know, we're already in the middle of it, you know, which is kind of, you know, a little bit of a bruising battle. Both the governor's race, we've got energy.
Is it over yet?
We've got the Senate race, plus Supreme Court, you know, a Supreme Court confirmation battle. All this is going on. So tell me your predictions. Red wave, blue wave, no wave, status quo. Dayla, where do you see this going?
I'm hopeful that it will be a progressive sort of situation because those are the people that are working for our patients at this point.
Trey?
I mean, I guess I'm hopeful for the opposite, but I don't know if there'll be a wave. I think you've seen in other primaries in other states across, there hasn't been this huge Democratic turnout, I think, that people are talking about. In 2014, you know, everybody thought that Nevada had a red wave, but it wasn't a red wave at all. It's that the blues didn't show up. The reds voted the way they usually do. With Trump not being on the ballot, I don't know if that energizes Republicans enough. I think Trump energizes Democrats a lot, and so we'll see if they're so angry that they turn out for these things. You're going to see a lot of money spent in the state. You know, Dean Heller is the only Republican senator running in a state that Hillary Clinton won this time, so it's going to be the top Senate race. That, and you mentioned the governor's race, and question three, the energy choice thing. You know, people aren't going to want to turn on their TVs for the next 4 months. It's just going to be filled.
No kidding. Or Twitter. I mean, I woke up this morning and started reading Twitter and thinking, oh my God, I didn't know people were so stupid. But
well, fair.
Yeah.
Dayla, what are your thoughts?
I agree. It could go. I feel like Nevada politics is sort of, you know, a Super Bowl on a certain level, if you want to look at sports analogies, and it can go so many different ways. And, you know, I get lost in the what ifs because I am definitely.
So let me ask. I know a lot of progressives were very supportive of Christian Kiliani. Mm-hmm. You know, I drive by places in Reno and I still see her signs.
And
up.
She won Washoe County in that primary.
She won Washoe County. Do you think having Steve Sisolak on the ballot, does that maybe take out a little bit of that enthusiasm for some of the voters, some of the Democratic voters?
I don't really know. I haven't heard that. And the people that I talk to and the people that I, you know, am on Twitter with and things like that, that's not what I've been hearing. I've been hearing pretty positive things. People were disappointed because a lot of people wanted Christian Kiliani to be the candidate, and I think that she was very energizing to people who were supporting her and wanted to see her out there. So we'll see what.
I mean, I'm an Adam Laxalt fan. I was a lot more scared of Chris G than I was of Sisolak. Now more so after I've seen him dance.
Well, I think, you know, the conventional wisdom was that Chris G was going to appeal to the base of that party. You know, it was very much. I thought it would be very much like the Dina Titus, Jim Gibson, Democratic gubernatorial primary from 2006. But I don't know. I don't see a lot of those Democrats all of a sudden. Well, we're going to vote for Adam Laxalt instead. Maybe they don't turn out and vote. I don't know. But with that big Senate race and with that big governor's race, you're going to have so much many people and money pour into the state to help get those voters out. I mean, it's going to be a rock fight.
We hope it's only rocks, right?
I mean,
right, could be a little worse. So, okay, I'm going to ask just predictions on. Let's do the top races. So let's do the House, the Senate, and then Nevada Senate and gubernatorialship.
So for the U.S. Congress,
U.S. Yeah,
I think Amadei for our area will probably.
Oh well,
win.
Come on, that's
right?
That's
a given.
We agree on that.
I really don't. I think
okay, but how about the House generally? I mean, is Nancy Pelosi going to be our next speaker, or potentially Kevin McCarthy?
I feel there's an opportunity that it could actually turn blue. It's very interesting to watch the numbers come in and see what's happening out there.
Senate.
I think the Senate might have a chance. We'll see. It might come back. It might be down to 50 to 50. You know, we'll see. It depends on some of the key races that have been talked about quite a bit.
And how about Heller Rosen and Sisolak Waxall?
I'm very optimistic that Rosen is going to win and that Sisolak will win.
All right. Trey?
I think the House, the Republicans probably lose a few seats in the House. I think they maintain control. I think you'll see ours maybe even pick up a couple seats in the Senate, but it'll be close. I mean, it'll be very close. My crystal ball's very blurry in November. I think Dean Heller wins. Dean Heller wins every race he's had, and
he's run a hell of a lot better than he has this summer than last summer.
You know, so I think he pulls it out, and I think he's going to be able to define Jackie Rosen early because she hasn't been in public office hardly at all, a year and a half maybe. And I think Laxalt pulls out. He didn't have to a rough primary like Sisolak, so Laxalt comes in with a lot more money and effort and more cohesion, and he just has to pull enough votes out of those 15 rural counties to counteract what's going to go on in Clark County.
And Washoe. All right. Yeah. Hey, thank you guys very much. We're going to be back on Nevada Newsmakers.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
If you've missed any of our shows, you can go to NevadaNewsmakers.com, download video or audio podcast. Plus, you can download us on iTunes. You can also find us on the radio on weekends up here in Northern Nevada. Thanks for watching and listening.